King C's Basketball Jones, episode 57. You already know I'm with the host, my co-host.
Hey, what's up?
You got Tev D in the back. What's good, Tev? All right, love of the life of life is basketball, man. We ball forever. Y'all know what it is, man. It's a lot of shit to go on. It's a new season. Season 3 of Basketball Jones. What's going on in the season right now? Is straight or is it hitting? Okay, yeah, we starting off the season with everything that's going on. It's been a lot that's going on. Harden got traded, Lakers at the top, Philly at the top in the East. There's been some things going on, man. What's your biggest surprise of the season so far? Kevin Durant and being healthy. Yeah, he looked normal, bro. He looked like he ain't missed his step at all. That shit was crazy. Like, he looked MVP. So first topic, man, we gonna go into it. The top teams we got here, DC is in the West. It's Lakers, Utah, and Clippers. I'm surprised Utah up there. The West.
I mean,
I'm surprised they up there like right now. Like they what they? Yeah, that this early. Like, speaking of Utah, we can talk about what happened on what Thursday with Shaq and Spider. You see that?
Nah.
Shaq told him he ain't think he had what it takes to get to the next level. Like, he said he got the scoring down, but he ain't got the other intangibles, like the understanding, the pacing of the game, the leadership, the assists, the rebounds. But to me, I think he do. Because he, like,
what year
he like a D-Wade, for real. What, this is what, his third or fourth year?
Okay, I think that's another year with Boston and stuff like that.
I say his fourth year, probably. Going to see this, but yeah, this language. I think, man, I mean, he averaging like D-Wade numbers for real. Like, he averaging at least 5 rebounds, 5 assists. His leadership and his understanding of the pacing of the game.
Maybe that's what he's talking about.
D-Wade can impact the game and like really take over a game, like on all aspects. When he dialed in. But to me, D. Mitch has shown us that he can do that too, especially from the bubble. He went stupid in the bubble, but it was like,
yeah, but
he ain't go hard in the bubble like by himself. You know what I mean? When he was going at it, he was going at it with somebody that was going hard, just like he was going
with
hard
Shaq,
with Murray.
Well, I can't say I agree with him as far as I don't think he got what it takes. Of course, he got what it takes. He ain't the NBA. Mm-hmm. But right now, nah, I don't think he's quite at that.
Nah, he ain't at that level yet. But at the same time, I think he close though. Yeah, he close. Fourth year, yeah. So like, I think he close. I think he to say that.
I don't start judging people until they fifth year anyway.
And he leading his team too.
Whatever they give me, you know, prior to them fifth year, I take it. But I won't put that hard criticism on them until that fifth year, because that's a lot of development between that rookie and that fifth year.
Yeah,
like you got to transition from first coming in. You got to get used to the traveling, you know what I mean, everything that you got to get accustomed to.
Right.
Now that fifth year, you should pretty much be
ready,
you know,
to go
used to playing the 82 game schedule, traveling. You should be used to all that by fifth year. So we should really get a seat of not only your talent, but your talent as well as your
mental, your IQ.
It should be coming together by that time.
Yeah, that's true. I like him though. I fuck with Mitchell a lot. Like, I like his game a lot. So, shout out to you, bro. Who else got? We got on the East. Who was the top on the East? The Philly.
Yeah, Philly at the one.
Pacers and Boston.
Nah, Boston down at four.
Boston down at four.
Yeah, it's Philly. It's the Pacers. And it's,
the Bucks. 9-6 Bucks. Yeah, the Bucks. So yeah, I mean, I'm surprised the Pacers was at two, but see, they just lost Victor to Houston with that trade that happened.
Dang, even though.
I mean, not with what's his name there? What's that other point guard that I like? That was on the Bucks, but now he's with them. They're holding him down.
Brogdon.
Yeah, I like Brogdon, bro. Brogdon, nice. So I think, I mean, with
they
Brogdon,
ain't been using. You gotta think, like, really. He been hurt most of last year.
Mm-hmm.
This year he's been coming back from that injury.
Mm-hmm.
So he showed flashes, but he ain't really, like, they don't really need him. Like, you know what I mean? He wasn't happy being there no way. So
time to bounce. Time to get up out of here. So, you think they're gonna keep that standing in that record though throughout the rest of the season? It ain't gonna hold through. Nah. That ain't gonna hold
probably,
up.
I can see them probably about the fourth, fifth seed. I mean, but nah, they in the second seed. I don't see them going the second seed. We got what, probably how many games left?
Oh, that's a ton of games left. They're in the way. What, 13-4? They only do their first what 20? It's really the same amount for real, just what, less than 10 games? So that ain't much. I mean, 10 games can, it be much to those 7th and 8th seeds. You can need those extra games, but now they're going to keep that
see, they ain't doing that,
that play in.
So it ain't going to matter.
So it ain't going to even matter for real, yeah. That cancel, kind of cancel it out for real.
That's dope, though. It make you
a tournament.
You take it a little more serious.
Hell yeah. Like, it show you
regular season.
It show you, I mean, shit, Dame shows you how beneficial it is last year or in that bubble. Like he came through and that helped them out a whole bunch. Like, they went on that undefeated run until they met the Lakers in the playoffs. So they was doing their thing. I think it's gonna be beneficial for a lot in the league, like as far as like ratings and stuff like that. That shit gonna be lit. Philly, bro, what you think about Doc Rivers? How you doing over there?
It's hard to gauge him. I mean, a decent coach is a decent coach. You know what I mean? But you look at his history. Yeah, he got the job done in Boston. But then when you look at his time in LA with the Clippers, he was there for what, 8 years?
Mm-hmm. Ain't cracked that finals at all.
And you make it to the conference finals.
No.
You know, it's hard. Right now, of course, you know, the record, but is that just because of the talent that they have? Because they got a nice squad, to be honest with you.
You think?
Seth Curry shooting lights out, you know what I mean? And B doing what he do, still got Simmons.
What you think about Ben this year? I say it's slow like a turtle. They tried to play that man, bro. They tried to get him up out of here.
Man, Ben Simmons, though, on the real, to me, I'm starting to give up on him.
Oh, what season he in? He cracked that five yet?
Nah, he didn't crack five. I don't think. It's close, though.
Yeah, he close.
Yeah, but see, with him, though, it's different. I got to give up on him soon. I gotta let it go.
Say he gets short of a
year. Cause man, it's that's a problem, bro. The fact that he won't even take a shot. It ain't that he won't shoot. I don't care.
He
about
shot
missing.
It, bro. He shot it the other day, bro. Shot an air ball.
That ain't enough, man. You a point guard. You a point guard. You a player.
2016.
See what I'm saying? Nah.
So he is what he gonna be.
You feel me?
Yeah.
For us to really see a change in him to really be taking shots like he should, it's gonna be in the league 10 years. He ain't taking shots, bro. That's a problem. You've been in the league 5 years, bro. You still ain't taking shots.
Yeah, he gonna cut himself short another 5 years if he can't get that jump shot down.
That's a problem, man. Nah, he's gonna start losing value after this season, bro. Trust me. Gonna look at him. He having his worst statistical start since he's been in the league.
Points a game, bro. I don't think he should focus on the jump shot. I think he should just do what he do. Because he was averaging, 19, 20 when he was just doing what he was doing without the jump shot?
Which he should. He should just do what he do. Do what you do and do it at the highest level that you can do it at.
Yeah. I think he should just do that and focus on that. Work on a mid-range.
My thing is he got to do something. And that may not be beneficial to the team that he on.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So
He lost some weight in his stock with them putting him on a block for Harden when they was trying to, when the trade rumor started to wrap up.
Yeah, because if I'm a GM and I go to think about making a trade for him, it's like, man, but he don't take shots. Like, the floor you got to think he the ball handler. That's like you when you hooping, you don't take jump shots, you got the ball in your hands a lot. You know what I mean? Your usage rate is high. What you think the team is gonna do? They gonna fall back on you. They gonna double team other players. It's just gonna
Giannis effect.
So you useless outside of, you know what I mean, 12 feet from the rim. Like, you're useless. I can leave you all the way up to the free throw line, bro. You still won't shoot it.
That's what they've been doing to Giannis. You been watching them games? They be literally sitting at the free throw line while this man be at the three-point line.
Yeah.
Like,
but see, he's a little bit of a threat, though, than Simmons is.
Period.
But my thing is, if Simmons going to be like that, he should be what Giannis is. Dominate. Take over. Do what you do it from the inside.
Yeah. I think he's just sticking to that because he was more effective that way. And he would end up with like 20, 30 point games and shit like that.
He was effective, but think about it. He ain't what people had him on at that standard. Like, you know, I can see that now. Like, nah, he would never be what we thought he was gonna be.
Man, that's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, people was thinking like, oh yeah, he the next LeBron, this, that, and third.
They
like,
still be saying he gonna be the next coming of LeBron with a jump shot. But if he ain't showed nothing yet, I don't know what you, it's like, at least you like gradually show like some type of improvement.
It's the same every stuff year. That I used to say about Simmons. But yeah, it's cool, but you don't start to see the other stuff on the stat sheet go up, like with Wiggins. Bruh, his rebounding stayed the same all them years, bro. I'm like, oh nah.
He don't like the rebound.
He ain't doing nothing else. Mm-hmm. Meaning what you do, how you play your playing style is not effective to the win column. Is not bringing you wins, so what good is you?
You got it. You get
it. It has to be effective to the win column.
You putting up numbers with no substance.
No substance. Yeah. Ain't nothing behind. Ain't no impact behind.
Yeah. That's like trash minutes. Shit like that. Say that though. Say dead weight. All right. The rookie race. We got Melo versus Wiseman. Melo right now leading all statistical categories for rookies right now. So he doing his thing. To me, I think it's because of an opportunity. Wiseman's really starting, ain't he? He's starting with them, right?
Yeah, I think Wiseman's starting.
Yeah, so he getting more opportunity, but Melo got like a green light.
Yeah, he played
Yeah, like even though he don't start, he definitely like, you they let him go. And if he start cooking, they let him be out there for a minute.
I think down the stretch, Wiseman's gonna take
it. Overall, it's gonna be a close match because the way the Hornets do play Melo, and they let him just be free out there, he gonna make it close. But I think the same thing. Wiseman gonna end up with it at the end of the day. But you know, you never know because the people might.
Playing styles.
Yeah, the playing styles. And I think Golden State gonna end up with a better record than Melo and them at the end of the day. So that'd be more kudos for Wiseman. But Melo, man, he doing his thing. You think he had a better output than his brother coming into the league?
Sure. Sure, he's better than his brother right now.
You see what he did when they played against their first game?
Yeah, I saw that.
He showed his little ass too, bruh. Like,
yeah, he's better than his brother right now.
Like, hey, Melo nice. He real, real nice with
it. It's crazy because as a point guard, though, as a point guard, I like Lonzo. Just as a basic point guard.
Yeah, solid point. He's a solid point guard.
He's like Derek Fisher 2.0.
Got that man, Derek Fisher.
For real though. Like if he had like a Kobe Bryant on his team, bro, just think they could have did. Kobe Bryant could have did.
Oh, wonders with him,
Lonzo,
bro.
Yeah,
yeah, he could have upgraded his game a lot. Like,
He ain't gonna make a lot of turnovers. You know what I'm saying? He can control and handle the ball until you need the ball.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like if he was on the Lakers back in the day,
like, think about it. If he was with the Clippers, he'd be good on the Clippers.
Hell yeah!
Because he ain't looking to score, and they don't need him to score. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
they
true.
Just need you to do what you need to do. And plus, he's going to play defense. So, he just one of them solid point guards. Like, as a point guard, not a star, not a superstar, none of that. Not no all-star, none of that. But,
I feel that.
He can hold it down on the championship team for sure in that point guard position if your other players is like a Kobe or a Kawhi or somebody like that.
Is the game on? Oh no, nah, they probably changed up on the channel. I feel that. I mean, I know the next time they play Lonzo, I gotta do more than what he did for his stock value.
Yeah, Lonzo gotta do more than what he doing, period. It ain't even just with him. It's just period.
Damn. Like, you know, ain't know what, like his draft class, everybody else really had had their deal signed for their like next like set.
He turned his down. They offered him, heard. He turned his down.
I heard he turned it down.
So he's betting on himself. So what that mean? You better, man, he need to be.
He betting on himself.
He should at least be averaging 18.
My thing is, like, if he gonna bet on himself like that,
18 to
you 8, can still bro. Can you can that's the question. Can you still bet on yourself by taking the bag? I feel like you still can bet on yourself by taking a bag. Because now these contracts are only for like 2-3 years sometimes.
Yeah, but it depends on what they offer you, you know. Because they got offer you whatever they want. Or
out of his class, though, he got like the lowest stock value right now. Out of them people that was getting re-signed, I would think, Ingram? Who else was out there?
Ingram was, he was in his class?
I don't know, but they, year before?
That was with De'Aaron Fox. And
okay, Fox got paid.
Who else was in that? Yeah, Fox got paid.
Kuzma got paid, even though they got him out of budget, but he going for rings, you know what I mean? He getting rings early, and then he going to probably get his big money afterwards.
He got enough for what he
had. I mean, for where he at, but they said he was shooting for like another 20 on top of that 40 he got.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
He can probably re-up on the contract that he got.
I think he's going to be one of those players. I think he's going to forever be elected, probably. And then they're going to try to, because the way they talk about him, the way they, like, because he could have been traded for AD, all that shit. Like, they just kept, like, nah, we ain't giving up Kuz. We ain't giving up Kuz. So I think he's going to probably be one of those players that be with them for a long time. And then he took the shorter end of the deal on the contract.
It's going to be funny seeing how the Lakers will end up shaping out. Like once LeBron
leaves. Yeah, that shit going to look weird. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be AD team for sure. I feel like they got to get under the star now.
Like, and I don't trust AD, man.
Let's talk about it, Brad. The Lakers.
I don't trust his
They at the top of the league right now.
I don't really think
best
he
record.
Got that really that leadership that
the leadership value
that man to man. You know what I mean? To really like flex.
I think he got it in
him.
But
like I'm talking about at the extent to where it's gonna take what you need to win the championship. Like everybody ain't got that, bro. Yo, his demeanor don't even say it. Like, his demeanor don't show me that he really.
I mean, I think he got it, but it's like, it's one of those things, man, where he's so talented. He's so gifted as a human being with his height and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's like struggles. I understand you get into certain funks, but you so gifted as an individual, your funk should still be.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you know what I mean? Really, like,
I don't really think he'd be getting the funks. I just think he just don't be as.
His energy don't be
like,
up.
Like, yeah, like, I don't think he's able to maintain. Like, okay, look at a player like LeBron.
Right.
LeBron understands and he know how to apply moments. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a difference.
He like, feel it. He understands. Yeah, like, when and
That's what separate great players from just your regular players is they understand. They so in tune with the game that they tap in. So they understand, like in the middle of the game, you already know, like, okay, if the crowd ain't that into it, like, they feel it. Like, great players feel it. Okay, it's time for me to make a play right here. If I get this field, boom, get down the court and do a dunk, boom, everything, you know, momentum going to swing, whoa, whoa, whoa. Great players can feel that. They know how to, you know, manipulate the game.
Yeah.
I don't think he got that.
I feel that.
I mean, he got it. It's like Westbrook. Westbrook played with so much energy and effort. That's what people love him. But he don't understand how to get the job done. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? You got to understand how to win. Like,
yeah.
It's a difference.
So it's in reverse with him. The energy high, but the IQ ain't there.
I just don't think Anthony Davis got that in him.
Where he can lead it by himself? I mean.
If they had another player that came in, which, of course, I know they're going to try.
They're going to have to.
And they're going to have to anyway.
Yeah.
But that person has to be a certain individual.
His leadership got to be crazy.
Yeah. Like, they got to be a certain.
They got to be like somebody like
Kyrie. Nah, for real.
Hey, that locker room would be crazy.
Nah, for real. If LeBron retired, the perfect person to match with Anthony Davis would be Kyrie. He got that demanding. You know what I mean? That's Kobe
that
all over again.
Kobe.
Bro, that's Kobe all over
that
again.
That Kobe demeanor. Yeah, but I feel that.
Something like that'll work. I think that'll work. You know what I mean?
I feel that. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I feel like it would be like somebody like Dane, but I know Dane ain't going nowhere. But I wish he would go to L.A., boy. That should be a lot.
Eventually, he may move.
I mean, after like... Well, you know they tried to put McCollum on the block. McCollum on the block.
I mean,
it's like, you know how they is. They tight in, you know, tight as fuck. So I don't know. That's, I think they the best backcourt in the league, though. For sure, right
CJ
now.
CJ and Dane.
Yeah, CJ and Dane, they the best backcourt in the league. Because CJ dropped 40 in your head, just like Dane dropped 40 in your head.
Yeah,
nah,
CJ, he can take over.
Like,
he can take over on Dane.
If CJ was on another team right now, like, they ain't had nobody, he'd be a star player right now. Like, a star player.
He's an all-star now. I mean,
he played. He an all-star type player for sure. He put up numbers like an all-star. he do.
He solid.
Who else your surprise team? My surprise team in the East, man, I won't say Cleveland, bro. Cleveland been winning some games. They been out there getting buckets. I don't know what's going on with them. And they saw, well, they got that new coach, that BJ Bickerstaff. They took over instead of that one coach.
Yeah, they got, if you really look at them, though, they got decent players, though. They going to drop. They make a hang on to like an eight seed. I think they got enough talent.
To make the playoffs?
Yeah. I think they got enough talent.
Over Magic?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Think
about it. Look at the players they have, bro. They got JaVale McGee. They got Andrew Drummond.
I heard he might be leaving.
Who, Drummond?
Nah, JaVale. Because the Nets got a spot open now because of Dinwiddie. They got a roster spot now. They got an injury reserve roster spot now. Open. And you know.
So how they going to do that out without a trade?
Oh, it's going to have to be a trade. They're going to have to get somebody up.
See, now that'll be good because that's what the Nets need.
Oh, yeah, because I was watching that Heat game last night. Boy, Bam, anything he wanted at the free throw line. He got like at least 40. He had like 10 or 15 field goals, bro, from the free throw line, bro.
He had 40 something, but think about it.
He was cooking.
That goes back to what I just said before we started recording. What I say? DeAndre Jordan, shitty. DeAndre Jordan is trash, bro. He don't go after no. Bruh, he don't go after nothing, man.
His energy ain't man, there like what it used to be.
He played with no effort, bro. On defense, he played with no effort. He don't enforce nothing, bro.
Yeah, you think he hurt or something? Letting him,
man, he lazy. He trash. All he want to do is catch alley-oops, bro. That's all he want to do.
The defensive effort ain't there.
He get excited. He gets, bro, you can see his whole, you can see all the effort. Once he set a screen and do a pick and roll, you see all his effort, bro. He run faster. He attack the basket. Bro, on defense, man, team players just run right past him. He be right here. I be like, what is you doing? Bro, he trash. He trash. He the reason why they don't have no defense. Because everybody else do what they do, man. You got to think. Every player, you can't just expect every player to keep a good offensive player in front of
them. Yeah, them two losses to Cleveland
was bad. The best
you
can do is kind of angle them and throw them into other coverages. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm about to send him left. I'm sending to my help.
Right.
You know, so when your help there, your help.
You already trusting in your help to hold you down.
DeAndre Jordan ain't no help. You send them to him, it's like, bro, Drummond.
Layup line, huh?
Drummond was handling business on him, bro. Easy.
Yeah, he been balling. Drummond has, even though he been on Shaq and the Fool like a lot this year. He been balling.
Not only him, the Osman dude.
Oh yeah, Teddy Osman,
man,
been balling.
Everybody was running right past him. I'm like, bro, he don't put no effort into nothing, man.
They pick and roll was getting demolished. They pick and roll defense. They was just eating through that like Swiss cheese, bro. Just cutting through all that. That's what he did last night. I'm telling you, bro. You watch the highlights of that game. Free throw line, just killing them. He was killing them at the free throw line. Just Bam was going crazy at the free throw line, bro. It was ridiculous. He had whatever he wanted to. He did whatever he wanted to. But they, because that trade,
Jared
Allen went to Cleveland, so he's the second.
And we seen what he was doing.
Yeah, he the second string now, and JaVale at the third. So you know JaVale ain't gonna want to sit and be the third string, you know, center. He could be a starter somewhere, so he gonna want to get up out of there. So they said that the Nets might be basically looking for him to be picked up. Uh-oh, Tom Brady going for a big boy already. Dang, bust out the gate to Evans. But yeah, you know, we gonna see what's good with
what's up with the Cleveland. Nets though.
We gonna talk about them Nets, yeah. Let's get into it.
Two games with all three of them. Man.
They only had two games, yeah, that's right. They was winning with Harden and KD, and then with Kyrie came, they started losing those two. Oh yeah, those two games to Cleveland was bad, bro. That was bad. They shouldn't have lost those two games. But I'm looking at every game. Every game so far, teams being able to do whatever they want to on Sparrow's and the offensive end, they can score at will. Like, they putting up 100 plus on them. Like, 100 plus. Like, just whatever they want. And even the game that they won last night, they barely won that because Kyrie and KD had to play some hero ball. Now, what I did see last night that was different was that Kyrie was starting to pass the ball at the end of the game. Like, he wasn't just trying to show out all throughout the fourth and just make it about him. He was actually looking for other people, you know what I mean, through the process, which helped their game plan and finishing the game and getting that dub. But like before, you know, that was the reason why they lost a couple of those games, like with Cleveland and shit. So you think they play better with just Harden and KD or all three?
I said they just need to figure it out.
I think they do too. They ain't going nowhere, so figure it out.
I think they have it in them to figure it out. I just think they have to figure it out. It's gonna take some understanding, like, you know what I mean? They just need some reps. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. But I can't really say. It's just too small of a sample size, whether I'm talking about KD and Harden. Of course, they already had chemistry. We got to think. They played already 200 games together. Yeah. They spent, three, four seasons together, earlier on. I know they're different, but still, what they do and how they attack or approach the game, it ain't changed. You know what I'm saying? It's still the same. The same way they approach the game. It's still the same. Yeah, they establish themselves as stars or superstars, but still, you play a certain way, you just get better playing that way.
Right.
Or you add different things to it, but you get better playing.
I think they just need somebody. They need a stopper in the middle. They get a stopper in the middle, they'll be pretty decent. They need to be like at least like 10 or 15 on defense, like ranked defense in the league to like make a championship run and be solidified. Like they said, Golden State was the only offensive team to ever won a championship. Every other team has been like either the one or number two defense in the league for that season to win the championship.
But Golden State was number one defense. I know the first championship, the second one, even when KD.
But they was in the top three on both sides. Yeah. So
but that's what it is. That's always.
You need the
that's
defense. Yeah. The defense got to be top three. Yeah. That's just crazy. So I mean, you think they can be get a championship being like number 10, say they like the number 10 defense, but they like the number one offense. You think they can win a chip?
I think it just comes down to how they gonna understand the game. For example, look
how they finish the game.
This is what I think. This is what I think should happen. If they put their focus in the right spot, like if I was the coach or whatever, I would talk to each of them individually, right? So I would tell Harden, you're the better playmaker to me, than Kyrie. So what I would want him to focus on is leading the league in assists. That would be your focus with these players. And I don't just mean leading the league in assists, but make a record, put your name in the history book.
Right.
Try to average like 15 assists for the for a season. Do something like that. Make that your focus.
Shit,
And at the same time, try to average like 22, 24 points a game. You can do that with this team. Like that should be
hell
something
yeah.
that he should be able to do.
He should average at least 12 assists a game for real.
Yeah, and then as a coach, Steve Nash should understand which one of them two had the best combination at which times are flowing at which point of the game. Now at the end you want them all to be on the court at the same time, so you do have to find a set that they function well in. You will have to find a set, but at the same time you could pick rhythms. Like I would pull Kyrie Irving early. I would start him off, but I'll pull him early. Maybe 5 minutes in, I'll pull him. You come to the bench, let them finish out the first quarter. Then I'll put you in, start the second, boom, and then you run it.
Let them run like a six-man, basically.
You run it. That's you.
That makes sense.
You look at the scoring. So that's what you want
to
do.
Because that's what he like to do. Like, he like to score. He like to score.
And then just space it out. Bring it back in. Start slowly adding other players in. You can pull him out, bring you back in with 2 minutes left in the half because you want him to close the half. It's just how you mix them up. But they each have to understand their roles and what they're trying to do to, win. But you also can't forget about the defensive end, which I think they pretty much cool on the defensive end, but you need somebody to protect the rim. They don't have nobody down there to protect the rim.
You can tell that they don't got no trust into their defensive strength system. I seen a play where nobody showed no effort on defense. Just Kyrie let somebody go past, KD let somebody go past, Harden let somebody go past. What y'all doing?
No effort. But you need one person. You at least need one person on the defensive end to apply that or show that effort, because it's gonna make everybody else play a little bit more. Not hard to where they ain't gonna let people go past them every now and then, but it's gonna let them put that effort in a little more.
You think they get into the finals this year?
Yeah, I think they'll figure it out.
By the time it's time, because it's early enough.
Because I really, honestly, I don't. This one thing that I can bank on with them. When it's time, if the game is close, when it's time to close out the game, more likely they're going to win more of them games than they're going to lose them. Yeah, so yeah. That's why I'm going to bank. And they're going to have a lot of close games, you know, especially in the beginning. Yeah. You know, within their first 20 games together, they're going to have a lot of close games because they're trying to figure this stuff out. But I bet, you know, they could win more of those close games.
Based on just off their talent.
You know, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because close game, this is what it comes down to. Who's going to put that ball in the moon?
That's what I'm saying.
And they got three people.
They got three people that can.
You're
not going to stop us.
Maybe we may not stop y'all, but y'all not going to stop us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all having an off game, more likely we going to win. If y'all can't keep up and at least score more than 120 in this game, we win. That's their approach. That should be their approach right now until they figure out, you know, the other stuff.
Because you're going to get you're going to get 75 to 100 points from them each game.
Easy, bro. They get 120 easy every game.
Like, easily, just off those three. Just off those three, bro. They gave you 75 to 100 points. That first game was like 96 points combined for. Yeah. That's crazy. So, they give you a whole game's worth of offense just off of three players.
Every team that's playing,
that's crazy.
They have to at least. Look, they
imagine if they defense got crazy. Woo! That's it, bro. They would be so deadly, bro.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have a few games where they score 150 points.
Like, if they defense got top 10, bro, they'd be so deadly. Because they can literally, put up 100 points in the game, about just three of them. And the rest would just be bacon, cheese, and eggs for the second screen. Like, straight up. That's crazy.
I'll tell you this, though. DeAndre Jordan was trash, bro. they need to get rid of him.
Yeah, he going to be in the trade block, bro. They going to throw him in the batch, bro.
Man,
he'll
be in the trade block,
bro. They
going
to throw him in the batch.
Man, the only place he's good at is Knicks. And that's only because they trash.
They've been playing good, though. The Knicks. They've been playing all right. That's actually another surprise thing for me.
For now.
I don't know if it's going to hold for the whole season yet.
Nah, they pretty decent, though. They trending in the right direction, let's say.
Yeah, they all right. Who else we got? Golden State. They've been doing their thing. They 8-8 right now. They 500. Curry last night made the second all-time list for three-pointers made in NBA history. That boy, what 33, 34, something like that? If that?
I don't know, but he gonna smash that record.
Yeah, he gonna kill that record. He close. What, Ray is like 19. He at, 16 or something like that?
Yeah,
that's gonna be done in another 2 years.
Once he get it, I don't see nobody.
Nobody can catch that.
It's going to be a long time.
Yeah. If the Graham kid from what's your name get on a good team instead of somebody let him shoot like that from Hornets. Graham, he got a nice little pistol on him. That boy got a pistol on him. He don't be scared to shoot that thing either. Him, Dame.
Man, you gotta think though.
But Curry, he been coming in the league pulling.
Think about it.
Pulling that trigger from gun ASAP.
We never heard this. You know, we celebrate players that shoot 40% from the three. You shooting 40% from the three, that's like, man.
He doing that for the career.
He been doing that for the past
10 years
straight, man.
Yeah.
Since he got in the league, bro.
Yeah, that's
crazy. But think about it. He had a good 5-year stretch to where his three was just like punishment. It was just punishment. Like,
when they was winning them rings. Damn, like, yeah. That's what that was. Cashing
like,
that
one. He was shooting like 15 threes, hitting like 8 of them a game. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's a lot of threes you just dropping in. Not to mention your hot games where you just
hitting 10 or 12, yeah, 14 to 15, like, shit like that. Like,
that's crazy. He got him in, and at a time where Ray Allen was coming in, where
threes wasn't all that relevant. He was shooting half of that, yeah.
You know what I mean? five threes a game, like, you know what I mean?
Steph can average 10 threes a game as he's shooting. Ray was only probably averaging about five at the most. So, yeah, you're right. The game different, you know what I mean? I said that in the post, though. I was like, if you got somebody like Steph and you ain't let him shoot that clip, even, you know what I mean, with the game change the way it is, you crazy as a coach if you don't let that man shoot.
Steph Curry shooting more than 10 threes a game.
Yeah, you got to let him shoot.
It ain't no reason not to, though. You know what I mean?
And he's shooting 40%. So it's like he going to give you at least four out of that 10.
There ain't no reason not to shoot that.
Like, easy. And that's rare. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what I mean?
If
I'm taking, if Steph shoot like 14 threes, he going to hit at least eight. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hitting at least eight of them.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, even if you think about his averages, what? He got 10 threes a game. He hit four a game, but at the same time, just to average that 40, he got to have games where he's shooting like 8 of 9, 7 of 6, you know what I mean? Sometimes 6 of 6, 7 of 7, 8 of 8, 10 of 10, you know, he be having games like that, so his averages stay up that high. He be going stupid. What you think they gonna do this year?
Boy, I think they gonna sneak in the playoffs.
Then
we gonna pull it out. But I think they gonna make a trade at the half that's gonna really.
They need Bill. They need another. They need, because they ain't got nobody. They need somebody to replace Clay. And Golden State, they got enough money, bro. They be willing to spend that money, from what I see, to get another star if they need to keep their stuff.
Oh yeah,
up
that, yeah. They own that
experience. Nah, he ain't. Yeah, and they got all that tech money. And they got that new stadium. They need to keep them fans in there. Them fans that's already, you know what I mean? They try to keep their fan base up because people weren't really a strong fan base with them. And then they moved from where their original fan base was to that new stadium. So it's like they got to win to have fans in the stadium. Yeah. So I think they, who else, who you think they get if they don't get nobody like Bill?
He's been at the top of their list. Them and the Clippers. The Clippers and
the Clippers need D-Rose. Somebody like D-Rose bad. Yeah, they need somebody like D-Rose bad.
He would help.
But I mean, how would he help the Warriors?
Just because, like, the thing with Derrick Rose, especially now, is like when you watch him play, he's subtle. Like, real subtle.
Poised.
Yeah, he's real subtle. He's real poised. Steph Curry,
his IQ done got a lot better.
Yeah, Steph Curry needs somebody that could hold the ball without turning it over and make the right decisions, whether they need to attack the basket and score, or they can set up him. You know what I mean? Which Draymond Green came back. When he came back, because you remember
earlier on, he running a lot of points, bro. Draymond.
Yeah, but that's how he was when they won the first ring. You remember?
Yeah.
That's how he
they
was.
Went back to that.
He was really the ball handler. He was really, because Steph would come down and then he'd pass the ball up.
Set the screen, so set the picks.
Because he run all the time. Yeah. You know, he all over the court.
Nah, he needed to do is just
so
catch
you
that
need
thing.
Somebody that can make the decision with the ball, whether they need to score, whether they need to pass it somewhere else, whether they need to be able to read the floor of the game.
What that's going to do to Draymond, though?
Nothing. He still be doing what he do. You just need more
of it. They need another ball handler, basically.
Because a person like Derrick Rose, what he would be able to do is he would keep the defense modest. Because you're going to have to pay attention to me.
Hell yeah.
Because I'm going to still average
20.
You know what I mean? Right. I'm going to still get the points. I can give you more if you're going to give it to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not instead of me having to create it. But I'm also be that person that's going to set him up.
Yeah.
But that's what will make him so
D special. Rose got to get out of there. He got to get out of Detroit. Yeah. And you see how bad Griffin, Blake look right now? It's bad, bro. I think his leg is over, bro. I think he might retire soon, bro.
Take a shot.
He look in pain, bro. He look like he in pain playing out there. Like, he don't look comfortable at all.
I ain't paying attention to him.
I was watching some of the games, man. He look hurt, bro. Like, he don't look like himself at all. His stats as far as like his driving and shit is all bad. He only averaging like 12 points a game right now. All his athleticism is just like shot right now. And he's still getting paid. He got that big ass contract before he went over there. 45. Yeah, so I don't know, man. I know Derrick Rose, he got to get up out of there. Miami, they all the way down at what, the 12th seed? I know why they down there. Butler been hurt. They do need another star player right now. They looking for somebody like a Bill too. They was about to get Harden, but they stopped talking to him and they team. I guess Brooklyn wanted too much, and Miami Heat, their organization, where they're not gonna give up their future. Unless it's somebody like LeBron or KD. No, I don't think they was gonna be willing to do it for Harden, and they didn't. So they stopped talking to him. What you think Miami gonna do? Do you think they gonna catch back up, get back in the seed, get back in the race? I mean, I know they gonna get back in the race, but like, what seed you think they gonna follow up? Cause they was what, number one, number two last year? Yeah, they was number two. Yeah. Coach Spo, I know gonna get them in the playoffs, at least. This is gonna probably be one of those years where we just gotta make it to the playoffs. But I don't know if they like, that's gonna make, like, if Jimmy hurt like he is, and he's gonna be a problem.
Man, I need to see a few more games. I just need to see a few more games.
Kendrick Nunn that. Back too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he's been balling.
I need to see if
they went down the field.
If that loss took a shot at them mentally, like they felt like, you know what I mean, like then this is our opportunity. What effect did that really have on? That's in what I'm bubble. Seeing. Like, you know what I mean? Was it really just a moment that really got them there? The reason why they felt as if they was as good as they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I gotta see a little more. Right now, what is that? 5-9
Nah, they 6-9. Yeah.
6-9.
Yeah, that's bad. For Miami right now. I mean, it's bad because everybody playing so well. You know what I mean? And they like that 6-9 is a 12 seed. Like, and that's 3 games behind 500. I know that could change. I know, so that means everybody like pretty much close. But the competition now in the East is just as good as the competition in the West now. So it's tough. What else we got? We got, what's the COVID protocols? You seen what happened with Kyrie last night? But Bam, no jersey swap. Kyrie tried to.
They did say they sent them on out to say that they was gonna have more security down so that the players won't, you know, hug and stuff after the game.
Hmm. Right. Speaking of that, bruh. Ooh, he almost got his head popped. What's up with your boy Kyrie, bruh? We ain't never get a chance to talk about that. What's up with Kyrie, man? You think he gonna be all right through the rest of the season? You think he gonna make it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Something wrong with him, though. No, I don't think nothing wrong with him for real. I think how he handled that situation, though.
Wasn't right.
It wasn't professional.
No, it wasn't professional.
You gotta be professional, man. I wouldn't handle it that way. I don't mind him needing the time. And when he came back, when
if he would have came from jump, like, and just said, like, I need a pause, you know, like, real quick. Just excuse me in my pause and this and that. Everybody would have been like, Kyrie taking a pause, it wouldn't have been no story or nothing. It wouldn't have been nothing.
It's more so it's how he got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus anything. But I don't really think nothing. I mean, I ain't gonna say nothing wrong with him, you know.
Mm.
You know, he's a smart dude. Human.
Like, they was making him, but it's crazy how the media make him like a villain so quick.
Always.
You see how quick they made him a villain? No, they made him a villain like literally less than 24 hours. Like, so like they just started vilifying that man for a whole week.
That's what they do. But honestly, he did that to himself, though.
He did do it to himself, but it was like
himself, but the media
they amped that shit up.
Yeah, think about it. It's their job. If you don't give them something to feed off of, they gonna feed off of the unknown.
Mm.
That's the worst thing to feed off of because it comes with a lot of assumptions.
They create a narrative, basically.
That's why he did. He gave the narrative and put it into today's hands. So they just dictated everything. Oh, he ain't do this, he ain't do that. Boo, boo, boo. So, of course, you know, they going to paint him out to be the villain. But my thing is he knew, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't no idiot now. You know, like, if you don't show up, you Kyrie Irving, right? You Kyrie Irving. You ain't just...
some chip off the block. You know what I mean? Like, people buy tickets just to come and see you.
Right. You Kyrie Irving. So it's like,
you not being present is going to be a big deal.
And that's what I mean. He brought that to himself. He knew.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He knew
what he was. And he'll be like, oh, the 10th nigga on the bench can't make it to the game tonight. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's stupid, though. We ain't going to worry about that. This is what I think stupid, though. Right. You now, he claimed to already have an issue with the media. Right. He don't like the media. Don't
his
like
comments was, it was crazy in the beginning.
He don't like the media, right? So you don't like the media, but at the same time, you do something like what you did, knowing that the media, that's going to be the thing.
The blow
like,
up.
You know that's going to be the thing.
The big bang.
So why put that? Why do that? Why do that to yourself if you already don't like talking to him or explaining yourself to him in the first place?
Snowball he created for himself at the beginning of the season was like you're right, it's kind of on him. And it's like they just kind of took it and just amped that shit up like to a tenth, like to another tenth power. But it was like, it really was on him, that way he was handling it, the way he was standing.
It's just, that's just.
Yeah, that Ponch comment was crazy. Yeah. That was crazy. What we at to here? What we at to here? Alright, what's your prediction? What's your MVP so far for the season?
I'm gonna say top three. I'm gonna go top three. Top three.
Before you go into your MVP, I do want to ask you one thing, huh? Oh no, we can do that right now. Speaking of that, let's go ahead and rewind it back. Make sure. Hey, we gonna do. Hey, this the predictions. This episode is gonna be brought to you by Tev Designs. Remember, y'all can catch the code for anything that he has on the website, paintings, clothing, shoe repairs, and exclusive designs, all different types of things on that on the website. Basketball is the code for your 10% discount. Make sure y'all go over there and Tev Designs, check out his website. He got a lot of just dope stuff, dope art, just everything really exclusive. It's really, really dope. Paintings in the background that you see, I tell you, you know, it's he got some nice stuff on there, so go check him out. Yeah, but what's your predictions for this year?
So starting with the MVP.
Who's going? You think gonna be the MVP this year?
Who I think gonna win? I think Kevin Durant gonna win it.
Who the MVP so far?
So far, I'm gonna be three. So far, I think Embiid.
All right.
LeBron. All right. Katie.
I'm with all those. I think that was the top three.
I'm in the top three right now. Whichever order you're going to put it.
This year, though, say like with the Nets, you know how they be with, you know, the MVP really been going to like the person with the best record. You think KD will still get it if they have like, if they like in the fourth or fifth seed?
Depending on what he's doing or what everybody else is doing.
Okay.
See, the special thing, this was so live about what KD doing right now. He's a perimeter scorer, right? Mm-hmm. So he taking a lot of shots from the outside.
But he efficient to the bitch.
Man, you shooting 54%.
Like, it's...
That is crazy, bro.
Bruh, it's goosebumps watching KD play right now, bruh.
That's insane to me. That's nuts to me.
Yeah, bro. That's... It's like when I be watching his games and they highlights, bro, it's like an automatic bucket,
like,
bro.
Man, it's different for somebody.
His mid-range is crazy pure, like, just as much as his outside range, but his mid-range is deadly.
It's different for somebody like Giannis because he getting most of his baskets at the rim, so you expect him to have a higher percentage.
Yeah.
But for a person that's taking jump shots, threes, mid-range shots, you know, shooting...
Off the dribble, like, this man...
You don't expect it. Percent, you know what I mean? Think about it. Kobe Bryant, I think for his career, is like a 40. It's like a 40 something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, think about that. That's 40%, and that's great as Kobe is. Kobe is one of the greatest
scorers.
You know what I mean? He's the second just ball greatest players, yeah. Two guard. Think about that. Now, Kevin Durant is shooting 54%. Hold on. This will make it worse, bro. He's shooting almost 46% from the three. From the 3-point.
It's nasty. It's nasty. Yeah, it's definitely nasty, bro.
If he keep that up, it's like it's hard to ignore the percentages. Like on top of averaging 30 a game.
See me, I think the MVP this year gonna go to whoever the best player on the best team, whatever the best record is. To me, like, I don't care what nobody say. LeBron should have won that shit last year. That was LeBron's MVP, bro. And that was AD's Defensive Player of the Year award last year. But they got robbed from both of those, so I don't know what to tell you.
Both of them went to y'all.
Yeah, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I mean, it was evident that they was the two best players. They won the chip. You know what I mean? Like, and they still was number one in the West. Like, it wasn't like they was like number 3 seed, number 4 seed. You know what I mean? Like, they was still the number one. It was just the Bucks had like what, a tad bit best record than them. Yeah, and to me, I think LeBron closed that down right before COVID hit. Like, he went crazy.
Here go what they be doing when they be looking at. Like, here go what the voters look at.
Yeah, the voters, the man. They messed that up last year, bro. They robbed LeBron and them.
I say Giannis got it over LeBron last year was because of his PER. He had one of the highest in history. And they kind of looked at that, like, on top of his other stats.
You know what I mean?
Your stats and stuff is, like, equal like that. And it's, like, balanced out. They start nitpicking, like, what can we do to give which player the edge?
Like, but you got to still look at it like, is Giannis better than LeBron? And LeBron's still putting up those MVP numbers.
See,
nah, he ain't, because he can't shoot. If he could shoot, hey, he got, you know what I mean? You got a word there on that one. But that shooting aspect is so major.
That's why I don't think
it's still better than Ben Simmons.
And I said this. Yeah, it is. I said this last year when we was doing the podcast on last season. We need to start looking at the finals MVP with more value than the MVP.
Hell yeah.
I don't think the MVP should hold that much weight.
Nah, the finals MVP is the shit.
It's only because
that's what you really want.
That don't necessarily determine who the better player is. Like, you know what I mean? The finals MVP a lot more times do.
Right.
The finals MVP, it tells you, like, hey, this is the best player, this is the best team, and he took the best team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The finals MVP do. We need to look at that as more...
as the measuring stick.
Yeah, it's more of an accomplishment than...
the MVP, you know, regular season.
Think
MVP.
About it. I mean, even Russell Westbrook got the MVP, and that ain't no knock. He did something that was great. But everybody in the world know, like, yo, you ain't better than LeBron. Y'all ain't gonna win the finals. Y'all ain't going to the finals.
Right.
We all knew that, but he won the MVP.
Yeah, the Wizards, bro, that's crazy. I'm sorry about that. Oh, that's one more thing I wanted to ask you before we close it out. Who you think got the best deal of the deal? The Nets or Rockets? Rockets got picks.
Rockets, bro. Rockets.
We got everything. I mean, they got everything.
Well, you know what? Because I would have asked for a few more picks. That's what it would have been. Like me, I would have been like, yo, any team can have him. Just give me 6 first round picks from somewhere. I don't care how y'all got to do it, whether y'all got to team up and shuffle other player, find other player.
Yeah, man, put a third team in there, yeah.
You know what I mean? Third team, fourth team, bring them all in. Find a way to get me 6 first round picks. Y'all can have it. I just want the picks. You know what I mean? To me, that's more valuable. Give me another player. Okay, you got Oladipo. I'll take him. But just give me the picks. Like, the picks hold more value when you're in a situation like that.
Where you think the Rockets are going to finish at in the West? With the pick that the guy with John Ball back, Boogie just dropping a big game.
Playoffs,
you don't think they're making the playoffs?
Rockets?
Damn. Damn, he said the Rockets ain't going there, bro. I like the Rockets. I like who they got.
They ain't making playoffs.
Even if, but say if Boogie, because Boogie just came and had a comeback game. He had like 28 last night.
They lost though.
They lost last night.
I think so. Oh no, they might have won. I might be wrong. They might have won.
Well, what if Boogie come and be like that 28-25 point score along with John Wall?
Dang, bro. Dang.
They still. They ain't making it. Say it's a wrap, huh? Who the biggest threat to the Lakers?
To me, I think it's the Clippers still. I still think it's the Clippers.
Over the Blazers?
Over the Blazers and over the Nets.
Who the biggest threat to the Nets?
Right now, everybody.
Rodgers with a TD.
Everybody. I can't really, man, my thing with the Nets, I can't really say too much about them. Like, I can't really say they garbage. I can't really say they live. I just know that they got three fantastic players that can do whatever they want, really. And we'll just have to see how they, you know, mix it.
Clean up,
I
yeah.
Can't really say too much about
it's going, they season going to be determined by the trade deadline. I'm going to put it like that.
Yeah.
If they get somebody that's dope on a defensive end that can stop that, they need a defensive paint stopper. If they get somebody that can do that, if they had like a Dwight Howard, they'd be unstoppable.
Yeah, if they get
JaVale McGee, like he pretty much equivalent. He can score, shoot, you know what I mean? Stop, you know what I mean? Like, Lakers losing them two was big to me last year. So, them going to different teams, you know, you're seeing the benefits of them. They winning. Like, Cleveland winning, Philly winning. You know what I mean?
They get, I just think it's hard to see, like, games without
get a better grade.
Whether or not they progress on the time, or whether or not they actually look like they get. You know what I mean?
Like,
chemistry.
Like, this is getting progress is getting there.
It's not.
Shit, it's
one
slow.
Of them gotta go. Train them.
Say, one of them gotta get up out of there. But, you know what I mean? That's our episode for this week, man. I'll end it. All right, that's our episode for this week, man. It's Basketball Jones, episode 57 of King C's.
Hey,
Swilly. Got Ted in the back on the ones and twos.
What up, though?
Remember, man, y'all check out Tev Designs for all exclusive art, clothes, everything. Anything that y'all think of, man, he got it on there. Just check him out. Web designs for y'all logos and stuff like that. He got some fire logos that he be whipping up for y'all in the kitchen. Make sure y'all hit that code basketball for y'all 10% discount. Other than that, man, love is life. Life is ball. We ball forever. We out.